We finished off last week explaining the war that's going to be before Mashiach, and that during this war, according to some Mefarshim, is going to be the fall of Mashiach ben Yosef, who's going to be the Jewish leader in the war. And the question is, why do we need a general from the Mashiach ben Yosef, from Shevet Yosef? What's special about Shevet Yosef Davka that we need a special Mashiach ben Yosef? So before we get into the details, the history, how Yosef, through Yosef, is going to be the Nitzach and the victory over the war, we're going to learn one more Perek. But to make it more dramatic, I'm going to say that we're going to learn an entire Navi today. Because this Navi happens to only be one Perek long. The Navi in Treyasar is a Vadya. A Vadya is the shortest Navi. It's only one Perek long. And in this Navi, it describes to us the war that's going to be before Mashiach and about the victory that's going to come from the house of Yosef. In the war, it refers to the war with Edom. Edom, we know, came from Esav. And Rashi right away asks, how come Avadya HaNavi was the one to give the Nevuah about the war of Edom? And listen to what Rashi says. Avadya was a ger from Edom. He used to be Edomi, Roman, and he was a ger, convert, from Edom. So the Eibishter said like this, Avadya is the exact opposite of Esav. Avadya grew up with the Goyim, and he ended up becoming a Navi, a Yid. Esav grew up with Avram and Yitzchak, and he turned out like Esav. So let Avadya, who was the ger from Adoimi, give the Nevuah about Edom. So we're going to start, and we're going to learn the Perek, the one Perek of Avadya, and then we're going to explain the different characteristics of this Mashiach ben Yosef and the history of Yosef throughout the years. Chazayin Avadya starts of the Navi in Treyasar. The vision, the Nevuah of Avadya. This is what the Eibishter is telling Edom before Mashiach. There was a Shmua Shemainu. We heard a Shmua from the Eibishter. And he says like this, that there's going to be a time that the Goyim are going to try to make a war. The Nakum Alel and Muhammad are going to come to a war, and they're going to try to start up with Am Yisrael. So the Eibishter says, I refer to Edom as a Katon, even though he was the older brother to Yitzchak and Rivka, I refer to them as Katon, and you are an extremely embarrassed nation. Why are they an embarrassing nation? So Rashi points out, because they would not appoint Melech ben Melech. Normal thing is, if someone's a king and his son is worthy of taking over, that the position should transfer to the son. By Edom, it didn't work like that, so therefore they're considered an embarrassment by the Eibishter. The Eibishter says that you had a very haughty heart, and you decided that you're going to conquer your brother, Yaakov. And you said, Mi yoyidini eretz, meaning, who is going to pull me down to the earth? Means nobody can conquer me. We're so powerful, we're so strong, that we're going to go fight with the Yidden, nobody's going to conquer me. Says the Eibishter, if you think that you can uplift yourself like an eagle, and you're going to make your nest amongst the stars, meaning that you're going to make yourself all high and mighty, from there, Ayrit Chanum Hashem, I will slap you down. You think you're making yourself so up and no one can touch you, invincible. Says the Eibishter, no matter how high you make yourself, I'm going to slap you down from there. If thieves come to you, and the marauders of the night. In other words, when they are going to see the destruction that the Eibishter does to Edom, people are going to ask, what, some a bunch of thieves or murderers came here? Because it's going to be totally desolate. Because they're going to leave. By the time we're done with them, because they thought that they're going to start up with Am Yisrael, they're going to be geendicked, finished. Oh, how Esav was planning and how all his thoughts were turned over. In other words, he had this big plan of conquering. And the Eibishter says in Pasuk Vav that it's not going to work out. There are a lot of people, says Hashem, that they were joined forces with you. In other words, when Edom is going to want to start this war, they're going to get their chevra with them. But their friends are going to be smart. You know what they're going to do? They're going to get to the border of Eretz Yisrael. They're going to take one look and turn around. But you, Edom, are going to go further. Why? Because you lost your seichel. You can get so caught up in this war that you're going to lose your seichel. It says, Haloi b'yoyim ahu num Hashem. On that day, says the Eibishter, all chachonim will be lost from Edom and wisdom from the Har Esav. In other words, you're going to be so caught up in your war, you're not going to think that this is not a good thing to do. Like, you know, when someone has a taiva, all of a sudden all the seichel falls away. You don't think logically anymore. You're just caught up in the moment. What's going to happen then? That all the other nations, they're going to leave. Because no one's going to want to be caught up from with this group of Edomim. And because all the trouble you caused Yaakov, you will finally be destroyed forever. Says the Eibishter. Listen to this. Even the times when the other Goyim were there, and you, in other words, they're supposed to be our friends, right? We're cousins with Edom. And you didn't help out, so the Eibishter said that I will consider you a partner in their crime. Because you should have, Edom, you should have helped out Yidden at that time. You should not have stood on the side while the Goyim were trying to attack the Yidden. And when the time when the Yidden were conquered throughout the years, you shouldn't have just been quiet. You should have done something. Because the day will come. And you shouldn't get all involved, because the day will come, says the Eibishter, whatever you did will be returned to you. All your good deeds will return on your head. Because the same way that you had these goyim, that you know what they try to do? That they were drinking the cups of, you know, victory over the Yidden in Eretz Yisrael. And they, you know, they all thought that they won. So the tables will be turned. And Beis Yaakov will destroy those that conquered them. Now here is the key pasuk. And it will be, the Beis Yaakov will turn to fire. And the Beis Yosef will return to a flaming flame. The Beis Yosef Lahava, that's the Remes Mashiach Ben Yosef, which we'll get to soon. But the Beis Esav is going to be turned into flax. And this flame of Yosef is going to burn up the little flax of Esav. And there's nothing going to be left from the entire house of Esav. This is what the Eibishter said. So we see from here that there's going to be this victory of the Beis Yosef over these Edomim before Mashiach.